Nothing does it for me like dry foliage, Michaela Madison. Because it can
that
become a nuisance.
That does it for you? Okay.
It can become a nuisance.
Yes.
In terms of doing it for me, like irritating me.
Oh, okay. I was very confused.
As it blows.
I mean, everyone has something they're into, I guess. Yeah, but, I wasn't judging.
Everybody's different.
Wasn't judging.
I suppose. Hey, let's take a look at what's number one from over the weekend. There's a brand new country song on top of the country singles chart, and that's a gentleman who has his very first ever number one hit. He's from, I'm going to see if you can guess. He's from American Idol back in the day.
Oh. Scotty McCreary.
Good job, Michaela. Scotty McCreary's song, Five More Minutes, is...
How old is he now?
Spending a week at number one. Scotty, he's got to be...
Mr. Deep Voice?
He's got to be in his... Late 20s, I would think.
Mid to late, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Because he was young on American Idol. Wasn't he like a teenager?
He's
17 or 18, maybe?
Lauren Elena came in second place that year that he won.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that. Look at her going big, too.
Yeah. She had her first number one recently, too. But Scotty, he just got engaged recently. And everything else. So there you go. Scotty, number one for the first time.
Good year.
Thomas Rhett's Marry Me. Speaking of someone getting married.
Super depressing song.
Yeah.
By the way.
Have you seen the video?
No.
But check
that
out.
It's a super depressing song.
It's number two this week on the country charts. And you have Chris Stapleton, Broken Halos at three.
Amazing.
Most People Are Good from Luke Bryan. That's number four. Then Devin Dawson, that newcomer, All On Me, is number five this week. There you have it. Country music charts. Box office numbers now. No surprise again. For what is it now? Is it 4 weeks or 3 weeks? I don't know. Black Panther number one again. Total gross after 3 weeks. It tells me right here, as I should read my prep work, that's $501 million.
There you go.
After 3 weeks being released, it pulled in 65.7 over this past weekend. Did Black Panther. Red Sparrow, which looks excellent with Jennifer Lawrence. That's a new film. It's number two this week. Death Wish with our boy Bruce Willis. Which kind of looks like a cheesy film.
No,
but
Bruce Willis is in it.
His family gets, I don't know, maybe kidnapped or killed.
Could you
or something.
Imagine like a movie with Bruce Willis and Denzel Washington, both in the same movie?
You know what? Why haven't they done that?
Right. Because those two, like every movie they're in is just, I mean, come on.
Can we get to this now before they're both in wheelchairs and one has a cane before it's some bad movie about
a retirement home
or something.
I think this looks pretty good.
Death Wish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an action-packed film.
Everything Bruce is in is.
Yeah. Game Night's number four. Then Peter Rabbit is number five.
Yeah.
Box office numbers. Of course, speaking of movies, the Academy Awards were last night, the 90th annual Academy Awards. The Oscars handed out by a bunch of folks hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. What's that?
The Oscars handed out were actually correct this time.
Yeah, you're right. They were.
That's
you know what's
the breaking
funny?
News.
When to announce Best Picture, they had the same two folks who. Now it wasn't their fault. They just read the envelope. But Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, who had the mess up last year.
Oops.
It was cool. They had them back to redeem themselves.
My bad.
You don't get a lot of do overs in life, but they got one.
But the question is, behind the scenes, the people that made that oops. Are they back to redeem themselves?
I do not think so.
I don't think so.
They made wholesale changes there after that. Jimmy Kimmel hosted last night. It wasn't as politically charged as I assumed going into that award show.
What?
They kind of ignored Trump throughout the night. Which
that's politically charged in itself.
If you can believe it or not. Jimmy Kimmel a time or two pointed out equality in Hollywood, equal pay and all that stuff. Even brought up, remember that Mark Wahlberg story where he was paid... Like over $1 million to reshoot scenes.
And she got under $1,000.
Yeah, she got like $80 a day per diem or something.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Of course, everybody was supporting the Time's Up movement. I don't know if they were like sewn in to people's jackets. Some guys, I swear it was like sewn into their jacket where they would have the nice handkerchief hanging out of their jacket. You know, everybody was all dolled up for the Oscars.
Yeah.
Some folks had pins to support the Time's Up movement. Everything else. Shape of Water, Best Picture. Dude who directed that, Guillermo del Toro, he won Best Director for that film as well. Gary Oldman, his portrayal of Winston Churchill won him Best Actor, which I need to see that. Darkest Hour is the name of that movie. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. They won a couple via Best Actress and Best Supporting Actor. Hey, the movie Blade Runner 2049, didn't you see that? Did you see Blade Runner? I thought you told me you
did. I think I did.
You guys rented it one night. That won a couple of awards. One for like cinematography, the other for best visual effects.
I forget what it was about.
That only makes me want to see it more.
I forget what it was.
Shape of Water won 4 overall. They were nominated 13 times, so they were the heavy favorite going into last night. Dunkirk won 3. Darkest Hour. Coco, that animated film. Coco, that won best.
Yes.
Best animated film last evening. Hey, Kobe Bryant. Not only is he an acclaimed basketball player, bunch of NBA Finals awards, an MVP award. He now has an Oscar as well. He won one last night for Best Short Documentary, some film called Dear Basketball. So he has that to add to his trophy case.
Is it kind of like a spinoff from Castaway where he kept saying Dear Volleyball?
Spalding is his best friend.
Yeah.
Spalding!
Is that the spinoff? That's right, right?
I don't know if Kobe's...
I could see how that could win an Oscar.
Don't know if he's lost at sea or... or not. You'll have to check it out for yourself. But there you have it. All brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner. What's number one from over the weekend?